welcome to Cradio's Catholic News Update for Monday, the 7th of November. Pope Benedict XVI told pilgrims yesterday that a loss of faith in Jesus Christ has led many people to despair in the face of death. If we remove God, if we take away Christ, the world will fall back into the void and darkness, he said in his Sunday Angelus address in St. Peter's Square. And this is also reflected in the expressions of contemporary nihilism, an often subconscious nihilism that unfortunately plagues many young people. The Pope charted the impact that the Christian message had upon the ancient world where, quote, the religion of the Greeks, the cults and the pagan myths were not able to shed light on the mystery of death. He noted that ancient inscriptions read in nihil ab nihilo quam sito recidimus, meaning how quickly we fall back from nothing to nothing. Thus St. Paul reminded the Christians of Ephesus that they were without hope and without God in the world before their conversion to Christianity, whereas afterwards they no longer grieved like the rest who have no hope. Faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, said the Pope, is a decisive watershed. It is the definite difference between believers and non-believers, or those who have hope and those who do not hope. The attainment of this eternal life with Christ, the Pope said, is depicted in today's Gospel reading where Christ recounts the parable of the 10 maidens invited to a wedding, 5 wise ones who were readied with oil in their lamps upon the groom's arrival, and 5 foolish ones who were not. He explained how St. Augustine, the great theologian of the 4th and 5th centuries, along with many other ancient authors, saw the maiden's oil as a symbol of love, which you cannot buy, but is received as a gift, conserved within ourselves and practiced in our deeds. Our last judgment, therefore, will be based on the love we practiced in our earthly life. That is why it is true wisdom to take advantage of mortal life to carry out works of mercy, because after our death it will no longer be possible. Our model and guide along the way, he concluded, was the Virgin Mary, the seat of wisdom. For this reason, he said, the Church speaks to the Mother of God with the words, Vita dulcedo et spes nostra, life, sweetness, and our hope. May we learn from her how to live and die in the hope that never disappoints, the Pope said. After the Angelus, Pope Benedict appealed for an end to violence in Nigeria following a series of attacks by an Islamist terror group that have left over 100 dead in the northeast of the country in recent days. An Islamist sect known as Boko Haram have claimed responsibility for the attacks that have included suicide bombings and shootings in the cities of Maiduguri and Damaturu. While I pray for the victims, I ask for an end to all violence, which does not resolve problems but increases them, sowing hatred and divisions even among the faithful, the Pope concluded. To celebrate the 550th anniversary of St. Catherine of Siena's canonization, historians and theologians have gathered in Rome to examine her life and investigate the works of this Italian mystic and doctor of the Church. Born into a middle-class Tuscan family in 1347, Caterina Beniscana received her first vision of Christ around age 6. She later recalled that Jesus smiled at her, blessed her, and left her in ecstasy. At 19, after experiencing a mystical marriage to Christ, she gave her life over to prayer and proclamation of the gospel. Throughout northern and central Italy, she urged reform of the clergy and called the lay faithful to the total love of God found through repentance. Catherine also authored many letters and spoke fearlessly to those in power, often urging peace between Italian city-states. She successfully lobbied for Pope Gregory XI to return administration of the Church from Avignon in France, where it had moved in 1309, back to Rome. Father Bernard Ardura, president of the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences, explained in a Vatican press conference that the figure of St. Catherine extends far beyond her own earthly existence and takes on a powerful symbolic value for the Church today. Giulia Baroni from the University of La Sapienza in Rome told Rome Reports that St. Catherine was able to bring confession to people who had not confessed in 30 years. She said, "Why don't you confess?" And she would actually reveal to them their reasons for not confessing. She would then say, "I know you do not confess because you don't want to tell this story." The conference was titled Virgo Digna Cielo, or Virgin Worthy of Heaven. Ireland will close its embassy to the Holy See in what has been described by officials as a cost-saving measure. Foreign Minister Eamon Gilmore said the move is not a result of a recent dispute between Ireland and the Vatican, which led Italian Archbishop Giuseppe Lianza, Papal Nuncio to Ireland, to be temporarily called back to the Vatican in late July and later reassigned to the Czech Republic. In a statement issued on the 3rd of November, the Vatican spokesman, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, downplayed the Irish government's decision. He said the Holy See takes note of the decision of Ireland to close its embassy in Rome. Naturally, every state that has diplomatic relations with the Holy See is free to decide whether to have an ambassador to the Holy See who is a resident in Rome or a resident in another country. What is important is diplomatic relations between the Holy See and the states, and this is not in question with Ireland. Gilmore said it was with the greatest regret and reluctance that he had decided to close the Vatican embassy as well as the island's diplomatic missions in Iran and East Timor. He said the decision follows a review of overseas missions carried out by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, which gave particular attention to the economic return from bilateral missions. And briefly, World Youth Day 2013 has launched a competition to choose its own anthem. The chosen song will be played during the main events for the meeting of young people with the Pope. January the 31st, 2012 is the deadline for entries. The winner will then be announced on the 1st of March. The song should be based on the theme of World Youth Day 2013, which is Go and Make Disciples of All Nations. That's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.